This afternoon, President Biden bestowed the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Today's 19 different recipients hail from nearly all corners of American life, from actors to astronauts to activists like Opal Lee, known as the grandmother of Juneteenth, and to athletes like Katie Ledecky, the most decorated female swimmer of all time. At the White House, Mr. Biden called them all the pinnacle of leadership in their fields.
61 years ago, President Kennedy established the Presidential Medal of Freedom to recognize, quote, any person who has made an especially meritorious contribution to the security of national interests of the United States or world peace, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Today, we have another extraordinary honor to bestow on the nation's highest civilian honors of 19 incredible people whose relentless curiosity, inventiveness, ingenuity, and hope have kept faith in a better tomorrow.
Honorees also included a large number of high-profile politicians, South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, former Senator Elizabeth Dole, former Speaker Nancy Pelosi, among others. Biden also honored former Vice President Al Gore, applauding his work on climate change and his handling of a controversial presidential election.
After winning the popular vote, he accepted the outcome of a disputed presidential election for the sake of unity and trust in our institutions. That, to me, was amazing what you did, Al. I won't go into that, but history is going to remember you for many reasons. Among them will be your honesty, your integrity, and the legacy of your service. Thank you, Al. You're first rate. Thank you.
Three medals were given posthumously to civil rights leader Medgar Evers, who fought segregation in Mississippi in the 1960s, to Frank Lautenberg, who was New Jersey's longest-serving senator, and to Jim Thorpe, a multi-sport phenom and the first Native American to win an Olympic gold medal.